It's time for our weekly talk with the Coffeyville Friends for Animals.
We got to send 3 dogs and a cat to the vet this morning to get fixed, ready to go to their new home. So it's been a fantastic morning for us out here.
All right. That does sound great. Excited for that and ready to get those animals to a forever home. And I'm pretty sure you guys wish that every animal could go home quickly as possible.
absolutely. If they didn't even have to come here, that'd be great.
Oh, absolutely.
But you know,
it happens.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, yeah, it sure does.
So what animals do you have available this week to adopt in and take home?
I've got all kinds. You know, we just sent 4 out the door, but it seems like as soon as we send 4 out, we get 5 more in, which is exactly what happened with our cat. We had 4 of them get adopted, and animal control brought 5 in the next day. But,
oh man,
they were all black and white. We'll start off with them, if that's all right.
Okay.
They're not quite available yet, but we have 5 black and white tuxedo cats, various sexes. They're all around 3 months old, ready to go home in a couple days. Then we have Midnight. Midnight is a gorgeous 2 to 3 year old black cat. He's very, very sweet. We have Flower and Codella. We got some strange names out here, but after you've named a few hundred, you know, it's hard to come up with some.
Right.
they're both little tabby cats, brown and black. We have Sappy, Happy, Snappy, and Pappy.
I love that.
Yeah. It's a group of 4 little. They're going to be long-haired, we believe. They are almost like tiger stripe, calico mix, really pretty kittens. They're very young, so they're not quite available yet, but they will be in about a week. So we have 2, I call them the tigers. We have a brother and sister. They are about 4 months old. You know, tigers for tiger stripe. Tiger stripe cats, gray and black. We have 4 more kittens that were actually born at the shelter several months ago that are available for adoption, and they're sick of being in a shelter cage. 2 of them are tuxedos, black and white, and 2 of them are yellow and white. We have Dodge, which he got his name because the person that found him said that he fell off the back of a Dodge pickup. We're not trying to make fun of it, but, you know,
Hey, that's sometimes how you get names. I mean,
yep, exactly.
My parents had 2 cats. One cat had a dot on its right ear, and the other cat had a dot on its left ear. So they called them Righty and Lefty.
Oh, that's perfect. We have Puff. Puff is just like her name. You know, she is a little puffball. She's very small. She may end up staying a pretty small cat. Getting to that playful age where she's just wanting to bat everything with her little paws, get love. So, and then we have Teeny. Teeny actually was another vehicle situation. She came in and one of her front teeth had been pushed all the way through her top gum.
Mm.
So she went to the vet, got that fixed, and she is happy and healthy and ready for a new home. She is light gray and very loving, like I said. And that's the cat crew. Then we have our small dog. I have Spanks, who's been here for a while. He's a little black and brown pup, probably a Rottweiler mix, something else in there. We have Dorothy. Her sister just got adopted. She was one of the ones that went got fixed this morning. She's a little black lab terrier mix, around 3 to 4 months old. We have Scruff. Scruff is a rough coat or a wired hair, however you want to call it. He's a little terrier mixed with half a tail. I don't know if they were born like that, but his brother also went and got fixed this morning. I don't know if they were born like that or if someone did if they had their tails cropped when they were itty-bitty. But he's available for adoption. He's black and white. Then we have Dallas. Dallas has been at the shelter for a while. She is tan with some black around her eyes, almost like makeup. And she's also a wired hair kind of coat, you know, tan coat. We have Brick. Brick is a brown pup. He's a mixed breed. I'm not sure what all's in there, but he is happy to play and very rambunctious. And then we have two new little dogs. They have a couple more days before they're available, but both females. One looks like a min pin mix. She's red. And we have a Chihuahua mix, long-haired Chihuahua mix, who is black and tan. And that's the small crew. Then I have all the big dogs. We have Lenny. Lenny's been there for a while. He is a gorgeous white and it's almost like a chocolatey red, brown color spots on him. Mixed breed. He's around a year old. Then we have Brody. Brody is a two-year-old male blue heeler. Then we have Lady. Lady is a blue tick hound, walker hound mix. She's got big old ears. I'm a sucker for dogs with big ears.
Me too.
It's hard not to be. It really is. Then we have Boss. Boss is also a hound mix. He's white, and he has a brown spot on the top of his head as well as on his ears. We have four pups that came in together. They're all different sizes and ages. They're black and white. Then we have Pat and Bruce's. I believe Bruce's is probably his big brother. They both came in very skinny. They're still on the mend, but they're looking much better. Maybe some Great Dane mixed in there, but they're both black and white. We have Blue, who is a little Boston Terrier mix of sorts. He's black and he's white. He does have a little bit of a growth on his leg, but his adoption is sponsored for the right person, and the vet has offered to remove that upon adoption at a very reduced cost. So he is already neutered. He's a $30, or he is a sponsored adoption, but he's ready to go home. Older guy. Then we have Shira, who is a pit bull mix. She's black and white. And we have Macy. Macy, we very rarely get smiley dogs out here. You know, dogs that will smile when they come up to you. But she, every time we take her outside, her lips go up and she starts showing her teeth, and I can't help but crack up.
That's great.
I love it. Love it. She's black. She's an all black lab female, and she's probably about 3 years old. We have Rosebud, who is almost completely white. She is probably a Dane mix, something else in there as well. And she's about a year old. Then we have Audie and Bandit, both terrier mixes, both black and white. One has bright blue eyes, and the other has the dark, pretty dark brown eyes. Then we have Denali and Lucy. They were in separate kennels. We decided to try them out together, and they're best friends now.
That's great. It's like, hey, I got a new best friend.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in the shelter environment, it's a lot better for them to be together, if at all possible, than stuck in a cage by themselves.
Right.
So they're doing well. We'd like to see them go to the same home, but we'd be willing to adopt them out separately. Both girls are probably around 4 to 5 months old, and both mixed breeds, black and white. And then the last dog that I have, the last one I'm going to talk about, is Miss Sunny. Miss Sunny is a senior mixed breed. She's kind of brown, but a lighter color, so she's almost sunshiny. Very happy girl. She has no teeth. She'll get out, and then she'll look up at you, and she'll open her mouth, and it's just this big, all these gums are showing. So sweet. Very, very sweet dog. And we are going to sponsor. She is a sponsored adoption. So very sweet.
That's fantastic. A lot of animals out there. So get out there and see if the animal of your choice. I mean, a lot of times we say that the animal chooses you. Mm-hmm. So
you
got, if I remember right, you guys have an event coming up?
Yeah. Yep. On October 5th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., we will be hosting shelter tours. We're going to try to have reduced adoption fees, as many as possible that day. We will have concessions available, and Pat Robinson will be here. He'll have his music set up, and he will be performing for us. So we did cancel the run part. I don't know if Becky touched on that, but we did cancel that portion of the day. So anyways, it's going to be a fun day. It's Dalton Defenders weekend. If you're out and about, stop by the shelter and come see us.
Well, and how can where is the shelter located, and how can they contact you guys?
We are at 4955 County Road 1400. It's just south. It's just north of the wastewater treatment plant on your way to Southtown, off of 169. And our phone number is 620-252-6060. And you can also find us on Facebook.
Well, thank you for coming in today and talking about the great animals that you have and also the event that you're having coming up on October 5th.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Open Line right here on the mighty 690 KGGF.